Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by, and welcome to Yucatec's conference call relative to Q4 2014 results. We would like to inform you that all participants will be connected in listen-only mode during the company's presentation. After that, we'll start a Q&A session when further instructions will be given. In case you need assistance during the call, please request the assistance of an operator by pressing star zero. Before proceeding, we would like to state that forward-looking statements made during this conference concerning the company's business outlook, financial and operating projections are based on the company's beliefs and assumptions, and also on information currently available for the company. Such forthcoming statements are no guarantee of performance because they involve risks, uncertainties, and premises. They depend on future events and depend on circumstances that may or may not materialize. Investors must bear in mind that general economic conditions, industry conditions, and other operating factors may affect the future results of the company and thus lead to results that will differ significantly from those expressed in these forward-looking statements. Now, I'd like to turn the floor over to Mr. José Antonio Goulart de Carvalho. Please, Mr. Carvalho, you have the floor.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for participating in the call. We will be releasing our results relative to Q4 2014. We'll also give a brief overview of the year 2014 and talk a little bit about 2015 going forward. Here with me today, we have our VP, Mr. Otávio Maluf, and some of our officers as well. As I was driving today to the call, I was talking to colleagues and going over my notes concerning 2013. About a year ago, this time, we were talking about 2013. We were just beginning the year 2014, and without a doubt, when we talked about the previous year, we had good numbers. 2013 was a good year. We had a good revenue growth at 20%. Our EBITDA had grown by 25%. There was a feeling of concern in the air because most of those numbers had been achieved during the first months of 2013, and we could already feel a strong slowdown moving towards the end of 2013. Q4 2013 was considerably worse when compared to the first months of 2013. In 2014, well, anyway, going back, that was already a forecast of a difficult year, but not as difficult as we had anticipated. 2014 was a very difficult year for the economy as a whole. For us, in particular, since we have retail activities, we suffered significantly in 2014, especially in those years close to the World Cup, during the World Cup, not to mention the election period later in the year. It was a difficult year, and totally opposite to what we had in 2013. You already have the results of the first nine months of 2014, and today we are going to look at the results of the final quarter of 2014. It is easy to observe that there was an improvement. Revenue resumed growth. Our EBITDA showed some signs of recovery when compared to the same period of the previous year. It's a relief to see that the final months of the year were better than the previous nine months. That recovery will be clear in the presentation. It's based mainly on the pricing recovery and also because of our new mix, and not so much because of volumes. In the last quarter, especially in terms of wood panels, we have lower volumes when compared to the previous year. Well, let's then move on to the presentation itself. I have some highlights for the fourth quarter. As I said, We had a growth in net revenue. We are at something close to $300 million, 2.2% up. Our EBITDA also shows an increase, both in reais, 60.5 million, and also our margin went up 20.2%. In the year, we also focused on maintenance and sustainability of our activity, but we also made some investments, investments which were focused on cost reduction and productivity gains, and which showed interesting results, and we have some of those numbers here. At the HDF plant, we invested in our glue division, and with that, we reduced our resin consumption by 20%, and we know that resin is a very important input for our company. We'll talk about our cost structure moving forward, and resin appears as an important item. We also managed to reduce thermal power in our both units for fiber boards and HDF. We have a very relevant power consumption. That's also where we have our recycling operations. But throughout 2014, we now consume the whole material that we produced at the plant. And the fact that we're now using the whole product, the whole raw material, led us to reduce our power consumption. We also have a new linings division in the Salto unit, and that helped us grow by 31% in the lacquer line. Before that, before we had that lacquer line, we would take those panels and send them to our Botucatu plant. And that, of course, incurred in high transportation and logistics costs, but with this new line in Salto, we are now more competitive, and we're also able to grow sales for this product. And lastly, we looked at exports as a good opportunity for the company, and throughout 2014, we invested in modernizing our equipment. The idea was to produce export products, and that was a very timely decision. We see the foreign exchange rate helping that, and we have a very strong export project moving forward, as we'll see. Nowadays, something around 5 to 6% of our revenue comes from exports. The idea is to double that to over 10% of our revenue coming from exports. Moving forward, most of you probably already know about this information, but since this is an annual meeting, we always include basic information about the group. We're going to turn 65 next year, a very traditional company in the Brazilian market. We operate in the furniture industry. We also provide wood panels for the retail market, which indirectly also provides for the furniture industry. And we also are present in the construction and exports industries. We have a subsidiary in the U.S. And we are very happy today to have invested time and resources in maintaining that subsidiary operational in the U.S. Now we have channels in that market. Even when we have adverse moments in terms of foreign exchange, we manage to continue to export. We're now going to go through a period where we will be able to reap the benefits of that investment. We are self-sufficient in terms of eucalyptus. 80% of our revenue comes from our forest base. We have 46,000 hectares, and we closed the year with 2,423 employees. On the bottom part of the slide, we have four plants, all of them located in the state of São Paulo. We have fiber board, which was the first plant of the company, 240,000 square meters. It's a very interesting plant because we do not use resin in our partition production. We are very verticalized in that plant, and we provide for the construction industry, wood panels, partitions, doors. We also have our HDF plant in Salto, the newest plant in the group, which was opened early 2011. And that's where we invested in the lacquer line. And then we have the MDP plant in Botucatu, surely our most modern plant in Brazil. No other MDP press in Brazil can do what we do, both pressing and laminating. I can safely say that this is the most competitive press price-wise in Brazil. We also produce laminated flooring in Botucatu, so our press serves both MDP and laminated floors. We also have the lacquer and paint factory at 50 million gallons. It's the only plant which does not share the forest base, but it still fits in our strategy of providing for the construction and furniture industries. And we also have the seedlings nursery. All trees we use come from those from that nursery, which allows us to have a very good control of our forest operations. Moving forward, we have a comparison of our net revenue between quarters. As I said, we managed at the end of the year to achieve a slight growth of 2.2%, but we were not able to revert the loss of revenue, which took place in the first 9 months of the year. So we closed the year with a slight decrease in revenue. On the left part of the slide, we see a breakdown by product for our revenue. No major changes when compared to previous charts. Where you see other, that accounts for our metal profiles, which go along with the partitions, some wood sales that we conducted, sometimes older material that we offer discounts for processors, and also our sales in Salto. On the right side of the slide, we have the breakdown of the revenue by segment, and we can see how important furniture and construction industries are. For the export market, we are at 6% of our revenue. We will surely reach a two-digit level for exports, maybe more, for a simple reason. Till the end of last year, our basic export product was fireboards. We qualified our lines, we were certified, and today we have a product which is authorized to be sold in the U.S. We know there are several restrictions for the sale of those products in the U.S., but we have adapted. So that growth we plan to have in the export segment comes from the exports of HDF to the U.S. market, and we feel we are ready for that. We have been operating in this market for many years. We have a structure in place in the U.S. There are no intermediaries. We work directly with the main construction providers, so we are very comfortable with this project of expanding exports to the U.S. in 2015. As I said in the previous slide, we have two important segments. It's important to look now at the several indicators that reflect how the construction industry behaves. We have ICC, we have Anamaco, different indicators. And we chose to use the Abramat index just to give a clearer picture of the year 2014. When we look at that information, we see that it was, wasn't worse than 2009 only. That's when we had a very deep crisis, when we had a very strong slowdown in the construction industry. That indicator forecasts a better 2015. We will revert the drop to a slight increase of 1%, and that's the number we've been working on. The next slide shows the furniture industry, probably even more important in terms of volume. Here we have a breakdown of the installed capacity vis-a-vis production. Production is usually in line with demand. Nobody produces to build inventory. We're not talking about a product which can be easily stored. So demand is in line with production as a rule. On the right-hand side, the last two columns shows why 2014 proved to be such a difficult year. I did the math here, and while we had a growth in installed capacity of 12%, so when we move from here to left to the right, have a 12% increase, we have stability in demand. So that caused a mismatch between supply and demand and brings prices down and so on and so forth. For 2015, I do not have great expectations for the local market. Our expectations lie on the export markets. But I don't think the local market will show significant improvements. We do not have a World Cup, we do not have elections, but we do have other challenges ahead of us. On the other hand, we won't have new plants. There is an MDP plant which will start operations by the end of the year, but commercially speaking, we won't have no impact in terms of new plants. So we won't have any new additional supply level. And we also have a table showing the evolution of that installed capacity, which also has to do with the GDP. When we look back historically, the market had a better behavior, but that's also based on the replacement of products and compensated materials were replaced by MDF. But today, that replacement process is over. Today, we are highly dependent on internal growth rather than on the replacement of materials. The next slide, we talk about our products and also markets. Start with the wood segment. On the left-hand side, on the top, we have, on the right-hand side, have a pizza chart or a pie chart where we have a breakdown of different segments. We're not talking about doors and wood panels for office partitions, but they are within the fireboard segment and also under the HDF segment. As I said, it was a difficult year for the wood panel segment, as we saw in the previous slide. It was a year where we had lower volumes and also of lower prices, and that directly reflected on revenues both in the quarter and in the year. We have a drop in the net revenue column of around 4.5% when considering the two periods. And then on the bottom part of the chart of the slide, we see that we were in line with the market. We had a 7% drop, the market had a 5% drop, and then in the year, our drop was close to what the market saw at around 1.5% when compared to the previous year. Justification for those lower volumes can be seen here when we have a lower use of the installed capacity. In the fourth quarter, we had a low use of our installed capacity when compared to previous periods. I do not have the number off the cuff, but I can tell you, for example, that for fireboard, where we have 76% in the same period of last year, we were at 82% HDF, 81% as compared to 95%. It's a very sharp difference for MDP and floors. Last year we were at 93%. We are at 90% this year, not that much of a difference. But in any event, the lower use of installed capacity justifies lower volumes. Now, the bottom part, we have a breakdown of costs. Like to share that information for us to have better models. Nothing much to comment on this. And we have the resin panels, non-resin panels, a comparison. with resins, MDP and fluorines, and non-resin, we're talking about fiber boards. And also, the electric energy is not the main input, but it is an important input. Maybe you are reading on the news, you have a few concerns, a few threats in terms of electrical energy. The government has increased taxes and other burdens, and what they call the energy development account, which the government intends to increase. That's a burden that, if you see the fine print, they say it's to promote the use of alternative sources and also to make the use of energy more democratic throughout the country. In any event, that's a tax, an increase rather, that has raised concern among different associations, including the association we are a member. In any event, the government intends to increase 59 reais per megawatt hour. That will account for something like 30% of the electricity bill for companies. That's a very, very relevant figure. So we are getting together, trying to galvanize opinions. The idea is, we know it's difficult to avoid an increase, but at least to make it lower than the government wants. Moving on, we have the paint segment. As I said, now we do not have a forest base here, but it is very much in line with our strategy for the construction industry. So we that they come into play at the same time where floors, partitions, and other materials enter the construction cycle. We can see the market showed a slowdown of 1.6%, and we have a drop down of a little better than market, actually. But it's interesting to look at this table on the left-hand side and see that even in an adverse scenario in terms of volume and market, we were able to have good prices and ensure profitability levels for the plant, which are significantly better than the ones we had in 2013. If I'm not wrong, we grew something close to 20% for cash generation for that unit with this price gain. In terms of capacity, we have room to grow. We are now at 65% of our capacity. That's a very important product in our revenue matrix. That accounts for 24% of our revenue. Since we are a company of forest base, still we do have a very important source of revenue in the paint segment. Then on the right-hand side, just for your information, a breakdown of costs. Once again, we see that in the case of paints, when you talk about panel, wood panels, 6 to 7% were under electricity. Now here for paint, we have 1%. So we are much less dependent on possible variations in the electrical industry or in electrical concessionary aspects from the government. Then we have on the next slide some financial data. On the left-hand side, net revenue by employee, which has been growing at about 7% a year, has been flat for the past year because, of course, revenue also was stable. On the right-hand side, we have a similar situation. Our SG&A, which had been dropping when compared to revenue. But for the past year, even though it was a slight variation, when we compare SG&A from year on year, it was below 2%. It's still representative, especially because revenues dropped. And we also have the same comparisons for gross income, gross margin, which also reflects a beginning of year scenario. On the next slide number 11, we have a summary of our statement. We have talked about a few of those lines. The quarter revenue grew 2.2%, but that was not enough to affect the drop in revenue in the year. We closed at minus 0.3%. Net income, we can also see a loss, 34.9 in the fourth quarter of last year. I'm saying last year, but I mean the year before last, 2013. In the fourth quarter of 2014, a loss of 3% in the fourth quarter of 2014. It's important to call your attention to the fact that part of that gross income is based on what we call a variation of the biological assets. If you have a question, Sergio will be able to address that later. He's responsible for our controllership area. But in any event, you analyze the variation of forest base from a period to another, and that variation is expressed in that line. Because of a few elements that compose that number, such as the Selic interest rate and the value of the wood, because you had the Selic rate going up significantly, we have lower present values. And because the wood prices remain stable, led to a lower variation in terms of biological assets. From 16 million, it goes down to 10, and that, of course, is part of our gross income. It doesn't mean that that was the only factor affecting our gross income, but it does affect. If we, for example, had the same 16 million numbers, we would increase by 34%, which would be similar to what we had in the previous period, in the previous year. Talking about expenses, we mentioned in the past slide, looking at the quarter, the fourth quarter 2014 as compared to the fourth quarter 2013, we see a nominal drop in terms of expenses, showing that there is good management for those accounts. Because of that, they drop in value and in relevance vis-a-vis revenues. When we look at the whole year to the right, we see that in the year there is an increase in nominal value, but if we do the math, it's way below inflation, 2 to 3% probably. Going down to EBITDA, when we look first at the quarter, 13 versus 14, we have a positive evolution for the EBITDA. We were at 56.700, and we reached 60 million, a 6.6% growth, EBITDA margin 19.4% to 20.2%. So in the quarter, as I said, we have a somewhat positive result, but the whole year as a whole was compromised. When we see margin and cash generation, those items are way below the levels we had in 2013. In terms of net income for the quarter, just for the gross margin, we have the same impact from the biological assets. But when we look at the year as a whole on the right-hand side, on top of that issue concerning the biological asset, which is less relevant in this aspect, we have something else, which is the fact that in 2013 we had a favorable decision in court for the Eletrobras case, and we also had some other disputes in place with the revenue system, internal revenue system. We decided to waive that. We participated in the payment plans offered by the government, and we have already settled those accounts at the end of the year, and that caused an effect which influenced, negatively influenced our profit. And we also have financial expenses, which were up this year because of the exchange rate and also because of the Selic rate being a little above previous periods. That, we have a growth from 2013 to 2014 to the tune of 10 billion. When you look at the bottom part of the slide, we have a number 13 million, which is the exchange variation in the period. So in the end, the debt was very much in line with the exchange rate variation. We have a stable debt, but as we saw before, there was a drop in cash generation. The relationship EBITDA debt is now at 1.4 times, which is still under control, in my opinion. Investments made in 2014, there is a comparison quarter on quarter. We don't have the information for the year, but we are at around 100 million reais in terms of investments made in 2014, focused on our forest activities. There were interesting investments made, which I mentioned in the beginning of my opening remarks, concerning the reduction in resin consumption, a reduction of about 20%. If we look back, we will see that resin accounts for a very important part of the price for wood panels. We also managed to reduce thermal energy consumption. We improved our lacquer line, and we also improved exports. So we've made strategic, if you will, investments, but most of it was focused on productivity. For 2015, we intend to invest a little less, 94 million reais. I don't have the data for that here, but we can see that forest accounts for a significant level of the investments we made. Forest area had a proposal for us this year. After having studied our areas, having studied climate and weather conditions, we'll decide to start managing forests in place of starting anew, eradicating a forest and starting anew, something which we did before because we realized that when we started planting forests from seedlings that there was a loss, loss in productivity. Yeah. Loss of about 20% from a cut to the next. That was the market practice. You had a 20% loss, but investments were also lower. But as land became more expensive in São Paulo, we could no longer afford that loss. So we started to eradicate, as we call it, the forest. We cut everything down and plant everything again to make up for that loss in productivity. As we realize that all our forests are based on cloning techniques and that some of the farms, because of soil or because of weather conditions, we could save on investments without losing on productivity. And that also helped reduce our investments in terms of forests. This is our last slide. Since we are a forest-based company, this is just for your information. As I said before, we have 77 farms, 46,000 hectares, which ensures self-sufficiency in terms of wood supply for the company. We have other data which is important. We have farms which are located 8 to 10 kilometers from the plants, others which are farther away. This will vary quarter on quarter. In the bottom part, we have our recycling program for the past years. And on the last column has a different color because it has to do with what I just said. management and the new planting strategy. So based on the studies conducted by our forest division, we saw an opportunity to reduce investments. And we are now reconducting or managing the trees which are already there and trying to tap it for another cycle. On the right-hand side, we have the recycling program. We can see that there is a reduction in the consumption of recycled material. That is in line with the thermal energy figure that I showed. As we started consuming 100% of the raw material at Salto, we managed to reduce the consumption in terms of buying recycled materials, and that's where we can see a drop in cost. That doesn't mean recycling is a bad business. It is good business, as you can see in the bottom part of the chart. We're compare wood market and the recycled market. Of course, it still is more expensive than what we already have inside the plant. That's the overview I plan to share with you, and we are now available for comments or questions you may have. Thank you. We'll now start the Q&A session. To ask a question, please dial star 1. Withdraw the question from the list, dial star 2. I have a question about freight costs. I'd like to understand how does that relate with the current foreign exchange rate. Export does represent a challenge. When you talk about the wood panel, the thick wood panel really does not travel, if you will, well. So a 15-millimeter MDP is difficult to export. But when you talk about thin, high-density panels, which is something we've done with fiber boards, for example, that's more feasible. A fiber board is, on average, 3 millimeter thick when compared to a 15-millimeter thick for the DMF. We're talking about 5 times the same area for the same volume. So thinner products, of course, travel better, if you will, than thicker ones. So it's a more competitive product. With the current dollar base, and not even talking about the 3 reais, but when we're at 260, 270, prices in the export market are already equivalent to the ones practiced here in the domestic market. Of course, it's a slightly lower margin because we have higher expenses, but at 265, 270 for the dollar, we already have an equivalence in prices. When we talk about the 3 reais to the dollar, that goes even higher. Once again, I'd like to remind you that to ask a question, please dial star 1. I have another question. Could you comment on the MDF prices and MDP prices in the domestic prices, how those prices evolved in 2014, and what do you expect going forward in terms of pricing strategy? Well, I do not have the exact percentages. Do you, Sergio, by heart, the numbers for 2013 and 2014 for us to compare? So there was a drop at around 4% when compared 2013-2014. The commodity type product suffered more, something closer to 8-10%. I believe that this year, and we are working based on that, I believe this year we'll recover price levels. Maybe pressed by a need to maintain profitability and also by the responsibility that we have, and so do our competitors, in terms of return on investments, much more than on a pressure coming from the market. Market won't be that helpful in that respect, but I do believe we will try to correct those prices. So I think in this first half of the year, we will see some correction in prices for all types of wood panels. Some will be corrected at a higher level, some at a lower level, but we should see a correction throughout the half of the year. Our next question comes from Mr. Juan Pires from Charles River Capital. Good morning. I'd like to have some more color about your working capital. I saw inventories at high levels when compared to the company's historical levels. And we also saw an increase in accounts receivable. I'd like to have some more color as to those issues. Thank you. I cannot recall, I'm asking for Sergio's support, but I cannot recall any major change in the way we had been managing our working capital. I can check that and get back to you later. Your question has been recorded. I can look at it with a little more attention, and I'll get back to you. But I can't recall that by heart now, if we had any change in working capital. Okay, thank you. Once again, as a reminder, if you'd like to ask a question, dial star 1. Since there are no more questions, we'd like to turn the floor back over to Mr. José Antonio for his final remarks. You have the floor, sir. So as we saw, it was a difficult year for the company. At the end of the year, we saw a bit of relief, but I do not think that 2015 will be that much easier. We are faced with a very challenging scenario, not only for our business, but across the economy. And I'm talking about employment, income levels, confidence on the part of consumers, and those indicators are slowing down significantly, which makes that scenario for us even more challenging. There is also the inflation issue. It should remain at a high level for some time, and of course that impacts households' consumption power, not to mention a possible energy rationing. So again, quite a challenging scenario for 2015. I see our company as well prepared for that. We have invested significant time and resources for programs geared at drawing commercial strategies. Our company now has a very diversified portfolio. We are not tied just to the furniture industry. We're also providers for the construction industry. We have a portfolio which is not only diversified, but also distinguished itself among competitors. Our management has acted very responsibly. And the idea, as I said, is to increase exports considerably, and that brings about several advantages, especially when we talk about the dollar rate that we have today. And we also see an opportunity there because we will be able to export, and at the same time we will have less pressure coming from the domestic market. and that allows us to be more selective in terms of sales. We can have higher quality sales, if you will. So on the one hand, we have a challenging scenario, but on the other hand, we have a company which has strategies in place that will allow us to see a year from reasonable to good. Once again, I'd like to thank you for participating. Thank you for you on the phone via webcast, and we'll invite you, those who are here, for lunch here to the left of our room. Thank you. Thank you. Locatec's conference call is now over. Thank you all for participating, and have a nice day. Thank you.